Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Talking with Les Paul. Today is a really, really big day for him because his new album is out today.
His first new album in 27 years, Les Paul and Friends, American Made, World Played. Les jamming with people like Sting and Joss Stone and Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Edgar Winter and Eric Clapton and Peter Frampton and Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy.
And our favorite Steve Miller.
Oh, absolutely.
Fly Like an Eagle. You told us about 6 months ago that you really, really wanted to have a record on the charts in your 90th year. And we said, doggone it, we're going to do our part to see to it that that happens.
Absolutely.
Well, I just said I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do one. For my own 90th birthday, I want to record one more time. I didn't say five. I just said one. You know. Now if I get Paul Harvey to just autograph for me in Chicago.
he may be listening.
Well, you know what? We could do him a favor, and we'll take one of your CDs and have you autograph it, and we'll turn him on to some good rock and roll music, too.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and I don't know what I was explaining, but I said a very good example would be I know what it was. It was in the old days of radio when I was musical director or program director in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And my job was to pick an announcer. And the announcer went into the studio, and he had a ribbon microphone in front of him. And he had to have that nice, rich, beautiful sound. And that was important, that he could read and that he had that sound on that mic. Okay? And they says, what kind of a mic did we use in those old days? Did you use? And I said, the same one that Paul Harvey uses today. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet he's listening, too, and he's grinning.
And you guys are using the same mics.
You know how you were just talking about Paul Harvey?
Yep.
Les, say good morning to Paul Harvey.
You're kidding.
Good morning, American.
Oh, my goodness. You're my favorite.
Oh, dear Les.
You have
been a star to steer by for such a long time.
Well, Paul, I think you heard us say that today is a big day for Les because he's releasing his new rock and roll album today. We're going to get you a copy of that album.
Oh, thank you. I've been sitting here making notes.
Well, I listened to you, and here's the rest of the story.
In fact, I got to tell you, Mr. Harvey, it was, I think, about a week ago you had mentioned Les in one of your noon reports. And Les, didn't I happen to call you just as you woke up to that? And you said, isn't that a weird feeling when your radio comes on and you wake up and you hear your name and it's being said by Paul Harvey?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to mention this new album today.
Oh, how nice.
First in 27 years, we've wasted a lot of years there.
Absolutely
and
right.
Mr. Harvey, the next one's going to be country and then bluegrass and jazz and blues.
Oh, man.
He's only getting started.
Well, we know you're terribly busy. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you all. And let's,
thank you, Paul.
As the politicians say, many happy returns.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Mr.
Harvey.
Thank you, Paul. That's, you know, after all these years, Les, we still have to call him Mr. Harvey. It's just,
oh, my
he is such a special man.
I guess I'm the only one to get away with it. Right?